and you answered. You said this morning, said, Lord, we've been thinking about doing some things, some new things. And I said, thank you. I'm glad. I want to know who's afraid of change. Let me see your hands. Who's afraid of change? Are you afraid of change? Well, if you ain't afraid of change, get ready. Because things are going to change. I say things are going to change. You know, I stand here, I'm not a novice. I've been in this a good while. You know what I mean? And I'm a person, I'm not afraid to, if I'm doing it wrong, change it. I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid of change. And I'm looking and I'm asking God that we can bless people. I say bless people. We come to the house of God not to fight, you know, fraternize. We can do that outdoors. We can do that on the phone. We can do that when you see us uptown. But when we come to the house of God, this is to do the business of the Lord. So I've been asking God what will make the church better, to do the business of God. My granddaughter helped me. We went out to, where we go, Virginia? Where we go? Shoot. Tennessee. I don't know why we went with Virginia. I must be thinking about my son. We went to Tennessee, and God opened my eyes and showed me some things. And I said, Lord, help me to put this in motion. Because, see, I'm a person like this. I really don't care what you think. I've been in this thing a long time. And I've had people think this about me, talk about me, call me this or that. And I'm still here. They gone, but I'm still here. So I'm trying to follow God. I'm trying to be governed by him, which I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to be governed by the Holy Ghost. And, you know, you just have to come along or whatever. Well, again, you hear him, Lord. They say that's right. You hear him, Lord. So this morning, this church is going to be where children can come and they can have a good time and they can praise the Lord. But, you know, we'll talk about that. Okay. I want to go to church. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you take me to church. I want to go to church. And I love you all. Now, I feel love in this church. Everybody come in this church feels love. They feel that when they come in here. Everybody feel it. But one of my grandchildren, well, we went to church down. She said, I wasn't bored. So I'm thinking the young folk bored. She said it to her. She didn't say it mean no harm. One of my grandchildren said, I sure wasn't bored in there. I don't think we should come to church and be bored. This is a business of God. I believe God is on the move. I believe he's doing things. I believe he's moving by his spirit and his power. I believe God is God. He won't ever change. You may be seated. I won't have you standing up. This is my preamble to the Constitution. We went to, tell me again. Shoot. Got Virginia on my mind. Woo. We went to Tennessee and went to church. And I had experiences there that, you know, I've shared with some people. And we talked and all I can say is God is a good God. So yesterday we had what, you know, she said we had the 50th birthday for somebody here. They may want you to know how old they are. Praise the Lord. And dad is not feeling too well, so I said I'm going to leave earlier today. I'm going to leave earlier so I can get home and see my dad. I was going to leave my phone with him, but he don't know nothing about no phones or nothing like this. So I said, honey, he said, go and take your phone. I ain't going to be using no phone. Just take your phone. And so Michael brought me back to the highway to get back on because I left. I had to leave a little earlier. And so they said, just go down 360. No, they didn't say that. I know 364 took us out there. That's but they didn't tell me that the highway, when you get up to 364, it goes this way and that way. So I went that way. Shoot. I must have been an hour getting home. And then it got, you know, I'm older, so it got me, you know, frazzled me. So when I got on going to Moogie Road, which I know Moogie Road now, I'm in St. Charles. Okay, I got down to St. Charles. I said, Lord, I'm lost. He said, now, just calm down. I'm telling y'all about calming down. So I just calmed down. He said, now, calm down. He said, you're going to be home. I'm going to get you home. I said, well, Lord, I know about St. Charles. So I go down to St. Charles. I end up on 94. Then I end up on 70. Then I end up. And I know this city well. But I'm telling you, when you get frazzled, you got to slope. You got to. One thing I've learned in life, you got to give it to him. And when you give it to him, you're not frazzled. Long as you stay frazzled, you're going to be just going here and go. And know you know where you're going, but you think you know where you're going, and you just be in a mess. I find it, so the Lord said, I ended up at the waterways, Bridget. She know what I ended up in O'Fallon at the waterways. Well, I know where the waterways. So I just went in there and turned on around. And when I went out, I went too far down. Now I'm way over on somewhere. I don't know where I was. Now, you supposed to get home on Saturday. I was showing up lost. And that, you know, I learned a lesson in that, children of God. I learned a lesson, and I said, Lord, I really learned a lesson. I didn't tell Dad. I wouldn't dare tell him because I would never hear the end of that. But I got home safely and sound. But through this test, I got a little frazzled. And when you get frazzled, you lose your governing GPS. You know what I'm saying? But I learned, I said, Lord, I'm teaching the church not to be frazzled. Then, you know, we got to trust you. Praise the Lord. Now, anybody know how to, I told sister, I said, now, anything you lose, call me. Because I'm at the age when I'm always losing stuff. If I didn't have God on my side, I said if I didn't have God on my side, I'd be a crazy nut. I would. Last week I walked out. Y'all seen the iPhone? You know they're expensive. I was at a store. I'm going to tell it on me. Laid the phone down. Walked off and went home. With my iPhone on the thing. So when I got home, I said, look at my purse. Where's my phone? So y'all didn't tell me that I am the king or the queen of the losing stuff. So you ain't get up and you get up and tell me about that. I said, yeah, I heard that. Been there, done that. And so I said, well, Lord, this is an iPhone. You know, it's an expensive phone. So I called my number. And the man picked the phone up. He said, hello. I said, this is the owner of the phone. I said, he said, come on up, ma'am. He said, somebody brought your phone up and gave it. I want to preach this morning. I want to tell about a God who's able. Shoot, you, I've been the girl. I've been through some things that I'm telling you. I'm telling you now, God will hear your prayer. All you got to do is be in his governorship. He will govern you. He will help you. Ain't nothing you can do. Hallelujah. I went up there and got the phone. I feel so stupid. I say, thank you, sir. He said, oh, you're welcome. Got my phone. I said, Lord, help me. Help me not to do these things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One more. Now, this is a good one here. This is really a good one. This is a good one. My husband gets a check used to. You know, at the end of his job, they put up money to get a Christmas check. It means like a couple thousand. A couple thousand. I went uptown to do something, to cash the check or something. And when I got in the car, the money wasn't there. What am I going to tell this man? What am I going to do? There again, God say, calm down. Calm down. It's going to be all right. So I went up the hill. It was raining that day. And I went up the hill. Well, I lived up the hill over here. I lived on this place. We owned that property over there. And I came up the hill. I said, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to tell my husband. I just don't know. And so the Holy Spirit came over me and took over. And I began to speak in a heavenly language. But now it's raining. And the Holy Spirit say, look over there. My wallet was on the ground over there with the money in it. Come on, tell me about a God. Tell me about a God that's able. We ain't up here just talking. We up here trying to tell you how to get to God. That's why it ain't no time to come to church and just sit down and look and see what people got on. It ain't no time to come to church and wonder what sister doing down on. It's time for you to come to church and say, God, here I am. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It ain't my brother, it ain't my sister, but it's me, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's me. It's me. I need you. So you ought to be happy every time you come in here. I said you ought to be happy every time you come in here. Because you come into the house of the Lord. And so the Lord gave me a message. He said, tell them I will govern them. But they got to be in my government. They got to be in my kingdom. Because didn't he say, what you pray? Thy kingdom come in earth as it is in heaven. Well, I'm going to tell you something. God's kingdom is drawing near the earth. I'm telling you now, I feel something's going on. I talk to young people, they know something going on. I'm telling you, I went in there, but the Lord told me, sister, he said, go and tell them I'm coming soon. Maybe skipping things. So Gwen, I guess Gwen was sitting there. The Lord said, tell them all. I said, the Lord told me to tell you, he's coming soon. I say, Jesus is coming soon. Get ready, because Jesus is coming soon. Goodbye. See y'all. Let's see y'all next week or something. I walked up. Hey, that's all he told me to say. I said, that's all he told me to say. That's all he told me to say. Are you in his kingdom? Let's go to Isaiah. Did I miss something? If I miss something, y'all say, Pastor, you missed something. Isaiah 9. Whose governmentship are you under today? Who is leading and guiding you? Because he will if you let him. Isaiah 9 and 6. And you'll be just like sister got up and she was shouting because it's amazing. You know, we know he's God. Say, Lord, I know you're God. I know you're God. But you know, when you obey him, when you obey him and love him with all your heart, soul, and mind, he's going to be a God to you. Like I say, I am the head of the lose it department. So all you got to do is call me and I'll tell you how to find it. I am the head of it. Clay, I lay stuff down so much, I lay my car key. I say, God, you know, you're frazzled in your mind. You got this and that on you. I don't know why. I'm older, and I guess, notice older. And I lay things down, and but he says, seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it'll be open to you. Knock. Hallelujah. So I get to knocking on the door. I do, sister. I knock. I say, I'm so stupid. Whatever I lay down, I say, first I'm going to seek. So I go under here. And I look under there, and I tear that down. And when I get tired, I say, well, now, Lord, I done saw it now. This is the truth for heaven. I done did everything I can do. He said, go in there. He said, there it is. Because he's God. Say he's God. He's real. Say he's real. Say he's wonderful. He's wonderful. It's real. It's real. He loved you down to a shoestring. Honestly, he loves us. For God so loved the world, it's the truth. That's why you see people acting a fool, because God loved them so. That's why because he could just say, I'm through with this mess, like he did in Genesis. We was still talking today. He said, I'm tired of man. I'm sorry I ever made man. He said, I'm going to destroy the earth. I'm just tired of him. And he didn't mention nothing about Noah then, but God said, well, I'm tired of him. And he looked around. He said, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. What I'm telling you, God is looking now. He's looking now. He's tired of this world. God is sick of what's going on. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you can think of it, but God is tired. And he's looking. He said, I see somebody. And you want to find grace now? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Turn to Isaiah 96. Yes, Pastor, but that's Christmas. This is what God gave me. For unto us a child is born when Jesus came. And unto us a son is given. Hallelujah. Y'all gonna get it now. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Who are you let lead? You know what a government is? I had to look it up. A government is somebody who organizes a community. A government organizes people, a state. It organizes, and the purpose of this government is to rule over a family, rule over a state. That's what the government, for the military, for everything, that's the government. I'd like to tell y'all something. We are not in the world's government. We are in the government of the Lord. If you got saved, you're in his government. Now, the word may tell you something. You don't have to go by now what they say, you see. You're under another government. Y'all pray for me. He said, and his name shall be called. You know, he's wonderful. We call him wonderful. His name shall be called Counselor. So what is you doing in the psychiatrist's office? His name shall be Counselor. And ain't nobody can counsel you. My mind is messed up. Girl, go get some counseling. Now, I know the Bible saying counseling is true. Lots of counselors. I'm not saying you can't go ask nobody nothing. I'm not telling you that. But I'm telling you, you got to know who you are serving. You got to know whose government you're in. It don't work like the world work. The government we're under don't work like the world work. It just don't work like that, sister. The government we're under, we probably have to go put it in the paper and say, lost such and such a thing. Did you find it? No. But in the government, we just say, God, honor unto you, O God. I mean, it's just so wonderful. You can have a good time in the Lord if you want to. I say if you want to. He said, the mighty God. I told y'all what mighty is now. I told y'all that the other week. The everlasting Father. What Jesus done back then, he's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forevermore. We got to get our minds right. I say, God don't do that. I don't want to hear that. God don't do that today. Yeah, you do. Yes, he do. He the same. That was up there. He done lied. He said, I'm not a God. And I cannot lie. You need to come. See, that's what I'm saying, children of God. We need to come into the house of the Lord, what we want, and bring it before the Lord. If you're sick, you need healing. You need to come and say, when I get around the saints and they start to praying and praising God, I'm going to get well. That's stupid, but that's the government. I say that's the government we under. He promised to be our healer. He promised to be our protector. He promised to be this, hallelujah. And so that's what we need to get in our mind. Say, get it in my mind. You need to get it in your mind that God is your governor, that he's the one that's going to tell you what's up. What, man, shoot. Now, you're in the world, but the Lord said we're not of the world. He said we're in this world. But we're not of it. We're not of the world. Now, you got to keep the law because you saved now. You got to keep the law. If he say stop at that stop sign, you got to stop. If you're going to jail. I don't care how much you speak in tongues. You're going to jail if you don't do with this. You know what I'm saying? But what about when God tell you things? He said, I'm the Lord thy God that healeth thee from all thy diseases. How come we don't believe that? How come, sister, we don't believe that? Hallelujah. When I got older, that pain hit me, the sciatic pain. They say it's sciatic, I guess what they say. I could not walk. Girl, I couldn't walk. I was going, oh Lord, I couldn't walk. Praise the Lord. But I was on my bed. Lord, you said you the Lord, my God, that healeth me for whatever's up there, all my diseases. You promised me. He said, in 7 days, I'm going to raise you up. Now, listen to this good now. I started counting the days. I mean, I was putting packs on there and everything, but I was counting the days. Number 7, I was still hurting. I was still paining, but I come up out that bed. I said, because you said in 7 days, you're going to heal me. I walked into the restroom. My husband said, where are you going? I said, God's done heal me. I said, he done heal me. And he has healed me. You hear me? I say, he has healed me. I'm no better than you. I'm not telling you I'm so strong. I'm just telling you I just believe what he say. He said 7 days. I said, it's the seventh day. He didn't say, now you're going to be in doubt. He didn't say that. So I stood on the seventh day. I stood and I was still hurting. I limped in that bathroom, but now I'm walking a little bit. I limped in there. My hip was. It didn't matter if y'all don't know about that, y'all young folks. When I got in that mirror, I said, Lord. And, you know, as that day went by, that pain just froop. On the seventh day. I said, on the seventh day. Is this your day? I said, is this your day? It should be your day every time you come in here. It should be your day. Don't listen. Stop listening to what the world telling you. You're not in that government. You don't have to listen to what they say. That's the government you're in. Get your Bible, read it, and believe it. I was listening to Sister Phyllis. What up, her house? Sister Phyllis, you should be hearing my testimonies, girl. And you should, I would testify about what God did, how God put that house up there, how he built it. Five bedrooms, two baths, kitchen. It was a big house. It's the biggest still up there, I guess. He built it. God built it. Everything we wanted, I would have dreams about things that we needed. You know, Ernest had to put the roof on. Because my husband is the kind of person, he think ain't about to do it. He knew how he is. So he run every way about, he run everybody out, and then he end up having to build a house by himself. With my little puny help. So I can do walls, I can do this button, them walls. He taught me how to do all that stuff. Amen. But some of us is too heavy for, you know what I mean, I'm just a woman. But he built that house by himself. Every stick, every brick, all of it. So when he got to the roof, he didn't know how to put the roof on to make a valley line coming down. Because we had a, what you call it? When you go up like this and come down like this. An A-frame or something. But it was a valley line coming down through here. Well, you had to keep it from, you know. So he said, he asked God, I don't know how to do it. Praise the Lord. The next couple of days, he went to work and the guy said, man, you know, I got some stuff you put in the valley land. He said, I got all this stuff. You want it? Most of the stuff we got to build a house, people gave it to us. You hear me what I'm saying? We didn't never use anything but wood. We didn't have no gas furnace. We didn't have nothing gas. My husband had a wood furnace that we heated the house up with. Everything we needed. I said, everything we needed, God supplied it. I mean, I was writing down how much we spent on stuff. We built a $300,000 house for hardly nothing. Amen. And the doors was given to us. And we went to get the handle on the door. And the guy say, good Lord, where you get this door from? This is a $300 door, two or $300 door. He gave us two of them because he thought we were going to have a double thing coming through there. So please, don't tell me what God don't do. Because I know he can do anything. I say he can do anything. You belong to him. He belong to us. A son is given. He was given to what? So what you worried about? The government is up on his shoulder. I say the government is up on his side. You got people get tied up in the courts. But it's on his shoulder. The Bible say. So you go in there thinking. You go in there and say, Lord, it's on your shoulder. Don't think he get too tired. Is he conducting your life? Is he conducting my life? To conduct means to do that. In charge of you today. When he's in charge of us, what in the world? Why? Are you a child of God? Yeah, we go through, but I'm saying he's trying to teach us how to get out of this stuff. That's what I'm up here for. I'm not saying he said we should walk. I want him to govern my life. What about you? Can't keep going on and going on. Whose government are we under? Because we won't get anywhere if we don't. And God bless everybody. He blesses the poor, the rich, and the most blessed. My daughter was saying, Mama, why come Christian stuff or so? Not quite everything. Praise the Lord. I said, God, because I know my, you know, I don't want to go right now. I got things I know you want me to do. I said, but you know, praise the Lord. What's at the end? Because I looked at the end of the book. We won. I know we're going to see Jesus one day. And I was telling somebody, I said, you know what? We're going to spend all our time thinking how you got there. Because a lot of times you and your man, you know you did this. You know you did that. I say he paid it all. All to him we owe. See enough of today. You're clean today. No matter what you did yesterday. No matter what you did through Jesus Christ our Lord. You are clean. You ought to be glad. Put stuff in. Lord, you put God's stuff, honestly. I mean, truly. Sister, she, I worried. You know, you wear yourself down. And you don't get a thing done. But the moment you in your heart, body sang over him. You know, sang him down. Sang him down. Oh, praise the Lord. Girl, don't. Now I can sing the loudest. I've learned how to sing. Said it's working. Because when you do what God tell you to do, it'll work. Did you get anything? Did you get anything? You know, I don't want nobody regurgitating when they get out of here. I want you to get just enough to make. You know, Jesus, I guess he preached long sermons when it was necessary. And then some. If you know you're not being really governed by God, I want you to come up here. Come up here. Come on now. Search your, because when you come up here, God going to give you something. I say he going to give you something. Everybody thinking, Jesus Christ, then you need to be here. Praise the Lord. Just come up. I don't care if you've been in your life. He didn't want to know if you really want to be governed. If you're not praise the Lord. All right, God has governed you. I'm expecting great things now. When I come to you and ask you what I'm going to ask you, I'm expecting you to be, yes, Pastor. We are going to do this. Amen. I'm telling you something. People here that are hungry, I know it is. Hungry for the Lord. Hungry. You have headaches. You complain about your head hurting. Huh?